From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
On this week's program, we continue to highlight the work of the Jamaica Society for the Blind and their service to the visually impaired. Stay tuned to find out how they are sharing the love. Robert Ball wasn't born blind, but when he discovered that his life would take a drastic turn, the Jamaica Society for the Blind, JSB, was there to cushion the blow. For about 64 years, the JSB has been providing training, counseling, and a sense of community for blind and visually impaired persons like Robert.
The first day I come at society was a sports day, like a cookout, and I come and look, listen, and socialize, and I get on, and then Miss Wallace take me on the training. I benefit from the cane, because me did really scared before. Oh, me I go manage somebody, I go carry me around and something. But from me get the cane, and Miss Wallace teach me. Me and the go.
Sharon Wallace is an adjustment to blindness assistant at the JSB. Her work entails helping blind and visually impaired persons adjust to their new reality.
We have a rehabilitation program which trains persons who are blind or visually impaired in orientation and mobility, daily living skills. For orientation and mobility, we use a white cane to train persons to move from point A to point B. So, for example, we do like bus travel, train persons to navigate their way using cane techniques such as like the standard grip, the pencil grip. The standard grip if you're walking in an open space, like you're walking in a roadway and so on. But for the pencil grip, you hold the cane in a special way, a little closer to your body, but you actually hold it like you're writing, you're holding a pen.
There are simple, mundane activities that are taken for granted for those of us who can see, like finding your way around the kitchen.
Daily living skills, I've trained persons how to cook to help them to navigate their way around the kitchen, in and around the kitchen, how to find things, or maybe to turn a chicken, or to differentiate when the chicken is ready to be turned, or to pour oil, or to light the stove. As simple as putting the pot onto the stove.
JSB volunteer turned executive director Conrad Harris says counseling is one of the first services new members and their families will encounter when engaging the society.
It's a very difficult thing for many persons to accept. So quite often it starts with counseling, both for the person who is blind as well as for the family members.
Mr. Harris explains that when a person loses his or her sight, the new reality can cause a rift in the household. This is why it is important for Jamaicans to become sensitized to the over 100,000 blind and visually impaired people living in our country. He notes that the rest of the population can make a big difference in the way members in the community are accepted and treated. JSB staff also provides counseling for the workplace.
If you're working before, we look at the job you used to do and examine whether or not it's something that you can continue to do with modification. And we try to look at the alternatives in the company to see if they could retrain and relocate the person in terms of the job that they were doing. Employment is a very challenging thing, I have to admit. There's a lot of prejudices and a lot of misinformation in relation to the capabilities of persons who are blind. And because of that and other things, many persons don't see persons who are blind as capable employees.
The Jamaica Society for the Blind was established in 1954 after a request for improvement was made to the Royal Commonwealth Society for the Blind in Britain. The organization has since expanded its remit well beyond drug distribution and the provision of welfare to those in need.
I think these people, they are very warm and nice, and I appreciate them very much, and them treat us well. I just think them need more resources for here, because there are a lot of people here who mean well, and them just need help, because people think we're in this situation, everything at the end, but we're in this situation now, so we can do more.
For information on how to become a member of the Jamaica Society for the Blind, visit them at 111 and a half Old Hope Road, Kingston 6. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera, reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.